What a difference a day makes.
Well, I'm not a singer, but I do evaluate coffees, and I'm still today, a day after, I've tried the Your Grind Costa Rican coffee, and I'm trying it again today, and it tastes slightly different today as an espresso. I kept the parameters exactly like I did yesterday, so I still had 20 grams of dry coffee, ground coffee, and yielded in 27 seconds 27.6 grams of fluid. But not only did I leave it as an espresso, I also pulled another shot and made it into a flat white, just because yesterday I thought it's a very juicy coffee. And I wondered if it's actually going to transfer well and mix well with milk if I'm going to do a flat white. So today, a day later, that's exactly what I tried. My extraction as an espresso was just delicious. It has this real lovely, velvety, full-bodied texture, which I really like in an espresso. Now, yesterday, it was a bit zestier than today, which is quite funny, although they do guide you that you'll have some citrus in there. And yesterday, it was just juicier. Today, it was, I wouldn't say more mellow, but didn't have the high juiciness that I had yesterday. It was more, it was still juicy, and it is still juicy, but not as, how can I put it, not as high a note. So I'm very, very curious. I've made myself a flat white. I haven't tried it yet. I even managed a bit of an artelade there. And I'm about to just try this Costa Rican as a flat white. It's lovely. I mean, okay, it does, how can I put it? It doesn't give you chocolate, no. Maybe white chocolate, because it certainly doesn't give you milk chocolate, if anything. Now, why are we looking for chocolate? I've no idea. But a lot of flat whites and lattes just like that kind of chocolatey, rich flavor in a milk-based drink. And it's true that coffee with milk, when you mix it, should actually give you something, of course, coffee-like. But also something kind of not as sharp as maybe we are used to kind of coffee all these years ago when you think like, oh, there's bitterness in it. So we're not looking for bitterness. Coming back to that Costa Rican as a flat white, certainly no bitterness, certainly no dark chocolate. Again, it's lighter. It's been a long, long time since I've had white chocolate. But for some reason, that first sip brought me right back too many years ago, when I was a bit of a chocolate addict growing up with a French-Swiss mother who just, whenever we were good, the treat was chocolate. And we loved it, like a white Toblerone. Wow, that was a real treat. And for some reason, this brought me back to white Toblerone. Don't ask me why. I've got to take another sip. I'm remaining with white chocolate. It's white chocolate, if anything, but hey, let's not forget it's coffee. It's Costa Rican coffee. It's produced by Your Grind, the internet-based business. And I was lucky enough to be invited for a meeting with the founder of Your Grind, Stephen, only a couple days ago to evaluate his coffees. And I've got two here. I've got that Costa Rican and then the espresso blend, which I'll be tasting and testing probably tomorrow. So stay tuned for more information on Your Grind. Coffee Mumbo Jumbo enjoys testing and tasting as many different coffees as possible. And stay tuned, because I'm going to guide you towards what palates actually, kind of how you can really be assertive in your palate and really understand what it is that you enjoy most. And there are so many good roasters out there that give you this choice. Choice of different origins of coffees, choice of different ways of producing them. I'm lucky to have an espresso machine, but of course, AeroPress, filter coffee, all these things that you can enjoy coffee with are really important. And how great is it that you can just tap into so many artisan roasters around England and London in particular, to just make a discerning choice. Coffee Mumbo Jumbo signing out for today. It's bank holiday weekend. What have you got planned?